Welcome to the Innovation Economy Podcast, where we look at the factors that drive business growth, including how people, processes, platforms, and places work together to create the future of work. I'm your co-host, Greg Kilstrom, advisor and consultant for Fortune 1000 brands as principal and chief strategist at GK5A, and best-selling author and speaker, and host of the award-winning podcast, The Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom. This episode is part of our Inspiration Plus Location series, where we look at what it's like to build businesses, work, and live in an innovative place, and the role of location in a hyper-connected, hybrid work world. The Innovation Economy Inspiration Plus Location podcast series is brought to you by Arlington Economic Development, representing Arlington, Virginia, which is one of the most dynamic economic hubs in America, with resources for businesses from the Fortune 500 to startups and everything in between. You can learn more about them at www.arlingtoneconomicdevelopment.com. To listen to the latest episodes or sign up for the Innovation Economy newsletter, go to innovationeconomy.show or click follow on your favorite podcast app to make sure you hear the latest episodes. And now on to the show. One quick note before we get started. I originally recorded this episode when I was a little bit under the weather, so please excuse my voice on this. Otherwise, I can't wait for you to listen. When talking about business innovation, a lot of focus is placed on large enterprises. Yet, according to numbers from the Small Business Administration in January of 2023, 99.9%, yes, 99.9% of companies, or roughly 33.2 million businesses, are considered small businesses. Today, we're going to talk about the valuable role that small businesses play, as well as how the places that small businesses are located in can help them back. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Tara Palacios, Director of BizLaunch at Arlington Economic Development, based in Arlington County, Virginia. Tara, welcome to the show.
Oh, Greg, thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about this topic with you. Why don't we get started with you giving a little background on yourself as well as your role at Arlington Economic Development?
Sure. I started my journey, my career in the private sector, and I was doing marketing and was getting laid off, and I was tired of that. And I was like, where can I go and work in a community and do economic development work where I'm marketing a community and do good things? And that's how I landed at Arlington Economic Development in Arlington, Virginia, and have had an amazing ride. It's going on 23 years, and I have been in the small business arena for 22 out of the 23 years, and it's been an amazing journey to see the program, to see the work, and to see the impact that we're doing in Arlington.
Great, great. So as I mentioned in the intro, 99.9% of businesses in the United States are considered small businesses, owned by roughly 9% of the U.S. population, and employing roughly 61.7 million Americans, or over 46% of private sector employees. So I know you mentioned you're working with BizLaunch at Arlington Economic Development when you introduced yourself, but can you give a little context on, you know, how does BizLaunch's mission fit into the greater context of economic development and economic development in Arlington?
Yeah, I would say it's extremely important. Having a robust business community, particularly when you're looking at small businesses, is fundamental, because a lot of the taxes that are grossed from small businesses actually go back to supporting initiatives, whether it's public sector, like public safety, if it's like making sure that your court systems, to roads, to infrastructure, a lot of that is supported by small businesses. So that large percentage has an impact on communities across the country. And what I've found being in economic development is that you have to have a healthy mixture of small, medium, and large size businesses. When it's at its zenith or at its point and everyone's in there kind of working collaboratively, cohesively, it really builds a community up. And so from my perspective, in Arlington, 94% of our businesses are small. And we look at that definition as employing 50 or less. And so it is really fundamental that our businesses are doing well, because the overall health of our community is doing well too.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And so while the pandemic caused many businesses to struggle, really, I would say most, if not all businesses to struggle in some way or other, yes. You could say that small businesses often struggled in some unique ways compared to much larger ones with vaster resources. What are some of the challenges that they have had that many are still recovering from?
The biggest thing for me is I love how in the United States, it's really easy for you to set up shop, to set up a business. Not much that you need to do. But what happened during the pandemic was you had the federal government investing in small, some would say mid to some would say large size companies with PPP loans, EIDL loans that were forgivable. And what we found was that many of our small businesses didn't have their house in order, meaning a business license, relationships with banks, relationships with attorneys for that matter. So you found that businesses that had access to those resources were able to quickly pivot and they were able to take advantage of some of these federal programming. Whereas our smaller businesses, they had to kind of start from scratch to make these and build these relationships. And then many times by the time they did that, the opportunities had gone away. Yeah. So I think the lesson learned and something that we've really been trying to do a lot of work around is making sure that we educate the businesses and say, hey, get that business license from your jurisdiction, whether you're in the District of Columbia, you're in Arlington, in order to be able to compete for grants or for loans or for investment, your house has to be in order first. And that's how agencies that are providing these resources kind of distinguish between the businesses that have, you know, have their house in order and the ones that are struggling a bit. So I think our messaging post-pandemic is making sure that when you get started in business, you have all of these pieces in place, including a relationship with an accountant, because you have to understand how to read your profit and loss statement. You have to understand how money is coming in and how money is going out. And the only person that really, really needs to understand that is the business owner.
Yeah.
And in working and collaborating with experts that have that that expertise that can help you build upon that.
Yeah. So and post-pandemic, as you mentioned, there was some support during the pandemic. A lot of businesses struggled as they were easing out of that and things like that, but support didn't necessarily completely disappear.
That's right.
And, you know, I know one of the things that Arlington has done is a program called Relaunch, and those has been helpful for Arlington businesses. Can you talk a little bit about that and what it does?
Yes, because I think one of the things that we noticed too was that there was a tremendous digital divide between what we call legacy businesses, businesses that have been around 10 or more years, versus new startup businesses that were able to adapt. And they may have had a brick and mortar store, but they were able to pivot online. Some of our older businesses kind of struggled with that. And we also had people that had been taken advantage of, where they would pay for a Google My Business, right? A free service. They were paying somebody $100 to maintain this website for them. So we started to come across a lot of fraudulent behavior. And we wanted to be able to provide technical assistance as well as technology assistance to kind of marry those two and work with businesses to really provide a tool for them to help and to provide professionals to help them work through whatever challenges they may be facing, whether it's access to capital, whether it's looking at a new type of way to compete in this new normal, right? And so in doing that program, we are able to get in and meet the businesses where they are to be able to provide these services to them and underwrite it. So it's not a direct cash grant, but it's a grant that the county is underwriting for you to be able to access these tools to help you to compete. And to feel comfortable, you know, not understanding, but being a part of this program that kind of opens up this new world to your business and to resources to help you figure out what your P&L should be in your industry sector.
I want to make sure you know about the other podcast from the Agile brand, the award-winning show about marketing strategy, technology, and the customer experience and building the brand of the future. It's called The Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom, and in it we talk with leaders at some of the world's top brands, the MarTech platforms that are leading the way, and other thought leaders in marketing, CX, and digital transformation. Now in its fifth year with over 400 episodes and 1 million downloads, make sure you check it out with new episodes Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. To listen to the Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom podcast, you can find it wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can go to theagilebrand.show. That's theagilebrand.show. Now let's get back to the show.
So let's talk a little more broadly about the role of an organization like Arlington Economic Development in helping small businesses in the area to thrive. So BizLaunch is known for large-scale workshops, networking events like brunch and business. Those have certainly been popular. Can you talk a little bit about how you've partnered with organizations like the Hyatt Hotel in Crystal City, yes, others to host events? And just, you know, it, for a little while, networking wasn't a thing, right, during the pandemic, but it seems to be back. So, you know, how is an organization like BizLaunch making the most of this?
So one of the things that the pandemic showed us was that there were opportunities to collaborate in innovative, creative, and new ways. And being kind of isolated, you reached out to partners, maybe some partners that you worked with, you know, you weren't working with now. And we had the pleasure of connecting with our Hyatt Regency in Crystal City. And they were very much about working with diverse businesses, women-owned businesses, businesses of color, and to be able to support initiatives in their local community to give back and to help entrepreneurs to get at an advantage. And so meeting with the general manager and her team, oh my gosh, we were all on the same page. And from the county's perspective, is we wanted to be able to outreach to businesses so they could see themselves represented, whether it's a business of color, Asian American, African American. We've worked with the Hispanic community. And what the brunch and business does is it celebrates those businesses by bringing them out and convening and talking about their entrepreneurial journeys, what challenges they faced. But it's all done in a safe space where people and support mechanisms care, and also the people that attend to be able to see themselves represented where they're struggling. Oh my gosh, this business struggled with what I'm struggling with, and this is the best practice, and this is what they did to get around or beyond so that they could then become successful. And we also have businesses that are reflective of the diverse communities to come out to be able to provide food, handmade products, different things of organizations that are within our community to celebrate them. And we do cultural dance and food, and the Hyatt provides us with this amazing space and this amazing opportunity to be able to really help businesses be able to do businesses and meet them where they are.
Yeah.
Right. Thinking outside of the box, like economic development, we're like, what are some of the tools? What are some of the ways? And I'm also looking, now we're really looking beyond the pandemic. What are some of the things that we learned that we can continue to do that's going to have impact? Because my whole philosophy is I don't want to do something to check a box. I want to do something to make the difference in someone's lives so that they can build a sustainable business for them, their families, and for others, like lifting everybody up. And yeah, I think that's the motivation.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, you know, thinking outside of the normal stuff that economic development usually does, and you know, partnering with the right organizations and partnering with new types of organizations definitely is part of that. And that another interesting partnership is with Amazon, with AWS. And for those listening, Amazon's HQ2 is located in Arlington, Virginia. for context. So, but BizLaunch partnered with AWS to launch Open Rewards that's gone way beyond shopping local on Small Business Saturday. How are small businesses benefiting from this program?
So they participate with us through Relaunch in designing websites and with e-commerce tools. And they educate, they have engineers that are working with us that are partners with AWS. So we looked at all the resources that we had that were located in our community, and AWS is such an amazing partner because what has happened is a domino effect. They have partners that are on their platform that created an open rewards program specifically geared towards an economic development agency. Blue Dot is managing that for us, and it was such a light lift. You know, being in local government, things can be very complex. If you have procurement involved, it becomes even more complex.
Right.
But working with Blue Dot, who is out in Silicon Valley, out in California, designing specific tools for economic development to support businesses, and they made it such a light lift. It was like we had like a 3-stage checkoff list to design, where now what we're doing is if your business is on the Open Rewards platform, customers that go to your store can get 5% back. Now, all the times before, especially prior to the pandemic, this is a very heavy lift to do. But now with this system, we provided an Excel spreadsheet, they uploaded, they, you know, did all of the technology things and setting it all up for us, you know, smarter people than me in that kind of tech space were doing it, you know.
Me too.
And so with that, we have this super robust program where we are now highlighting our businesses for leading up to the holidays with Small Business Saturday and then into the holiday shopping season. And it did so well that we have other partners within the county, within Arlington County, that are now offering it, including National Landing Bid, because it's an easy lift with a huge impact. We see the impact because we have a dashboard that's been created that tells us on any given time. And the amount that we invested into the program, we've gotten 25 times back.
Wow.
And so right there, that's priceless. So we really, and the only way we met the organization that created this for us was through AWS. Yeah. And their connected community, which has been very beneficial.
That's great. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So another big part of economic growth and stability is honoring legacy businesses that are often at risk in property development. Can you give a little context on what we mean here? You know, what kind of challenges do small businesses face here?
Yes. One of the things that I always tell businesses, small businesses in particular, you know, you get really caught up in day-to-day operations and you're always looking at how can I grow my business and, you know, always hungry, right?
Yes.
But over time, there are things that are happening around you, like redevelopment, different types of opportunities with different businesses coming in. So your property owner may decide, hey, I might want to redevelop my strip mall, or I may want to redevelop my commercial building. You need to be, as a business owner, ahead of that, because do you want to stay in the location that you built for so many years, or is this an opportunity for you to relocate to someplace else? I usually say, make sure that as a business, you're ahead of that and understand what is happening in your community at any point in time, so that when a disruption, whether it's a relocation effort or redevelopment effort that's happening, you're aware and have plenty of time to make a strategic decision about, do I want to stay? If I want to stay, do I want to pay a little bit more per square foot? Do I want to look at another location? Because typically, something like that is 3 years in the making to find an optimum space. And I would say that's true no matter where you are globally, really. It's really being cognizant of what's happening within a quarter mile of your business location, participating in chambers of commerce, participating in organizations, associations, business improvement districts, and your Office of Economic Development, because they know that opportunities and these kind of commercial redevelopment efforts are going away. They usually take between 5 to 10 years from concept to actual unveiling of the property. So you have time, but that's the thing where a large business has a whole team of real estate people that are constantly looking at these things and leveraging. And the small business owner also has to do that. And we're going to be working on projects to get ahead of that within our BizLaunch team, where you can go to a portal, sign up, get information, and have somebody be able to help with you, help you directly.
Yeah, yeah. That's and I wanted to follow up on some of that is, and kind of last question here is, you know, how is BizLaunch working to ensure businesses, you know, minimize displacement and things like that? You know, what are some of the plans in the works?
So we really, through some of the tools that we have in the communication, we are working fervently to make sure that people are aware of the tools and resources that are available to them. They can meet with us and our BizLaunch team as many times as they need. I'm not sure how many small businesses are actually aware of programs that are available to them in their communities. And so from us, we want to do a really great job in letting people know that we're here for them and that we are a resource for them. And so what we're doing in the future is really communicating a lot online. People can use our scheduling tool to make appointments with us. We can meet, hear where their business is, be able to provide them with the resources and tools that we know are available in the area that speak directly to that business. Because the other thing is there's so many different industries, so many different unique type businesses. So you really need to hear the journey and the story of each individual one to then be able to offer curated information back to them that can help them compete in their space effectively and efficiently. And I think a lot of people don't realize that government does this for them. And so I am here to say, yeah, take advantage of those programs, whether they're on the federal, state, or local level, especially on the local level, because there's a big push in 2023, 2024, to really be able to retain those unique businesses that are located right there within your community and be able to help support as time goes by. And just knowing how to access those tools and those resources and staying ahead of the game, I think that's the game changer moving forward.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Tara, thanks so much for joining the show.
Thank you for having me. This has been great.
Yeah. Well, always love talking with you. And again, I'd like to thank Tara Palacios, Director of BizLaunch at Arlington Economic Development, for joining the show. You can learn more about Tara and BizLaunch by following the links in the show notes.
Thanks again for listening to the Innovation Economy Podcast, brought to you by Arlington Economic Development. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe on your podcast channel of choice and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes at www.innovationeconomy.show or on your podcast platform of choice. The Innovation Economy is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, let's keep innovating.